Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another episode. And today, I'm going to be doing a little mock draft with the boys. Bryson, I'll let you take it away there, though.
Awesome. Sounds good. So we are doing a mock draft for the upcoming season. So this is just a redraft mock draft. So not Dynasty, just for the 2023 MLB season. And there's just the four of us in the draft, and then the rest of the picks will be made via just the bot on the website. It's a 12-team draft. It's a categories draft, and we'll be drafting catcher, first base, second, shortstop, third, corner infield, middle infield, three outfielders, four starters, and one relief pitcher with a couple bench spots as well. And the categories are pretty standard categories. The only difference is instead of wins, it's quality starts for the pitchers. And it's also saves. It's just saves, not saves plus holds. And yeah, so for our draft positions, Chase got the first overall pick. We just did a random. We just set it to random, so it would pick for us. Chase got number one. I got number two. Caleb's picking seven, and Marshall's picking eighth. So we got the front of the draft and kind of the back of the draft. And then we also have the opportunity to kind of snipe each other because we're back to back with each other. So it should be pretty fun. So without further
12 teams. Yeah.
Kind of a heater draft too. You got a couple seconds on the board to take your pick and move on.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think you're up first.
I think I just have to do the same thing as I did last time, and I think I got to go Trey Turner because I drafted him in our main league. Steals and his batting average, I think, is both going to get you lots, especially in a categories league like this mock draft is.
Nice, yeah. I can't go wrong with a guy who covers categories well for you. So yeah. I think it's a solid pick. And for me, with number two, I'm going to go with Ronald Acuna. I just think he's going to have a bounce back year from last year. And I think that he had a down year. He battled some injuries, but I think he's going to bounce back next coming season. He's so young, and he's in a good lineup. So, and then I'll kind of summarize the picks in between. So team three went with Aaron Judge. Team four went with Shohei Ohtani. Team five took Julio Rodriguez. And team six took Jose Ramirez. And that brings Caleb on the clock at pick seven.
Alrighty, I am banking on a kind of a bounce back year after an all right year last year. With the seventh pick, I'm taking my boy Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Nice. Fair enough.
I like it. Alrighty, well, with my pick, I'm torn, but I think I am going to go with Juan Soto. I think it's just the guy you got to go with.
Awful.
I think he's going to have.
I'm just going to summarize here. Just go over who was picked. So Kyle Tucker went to team 9, Garrett Cole to 10. Yordan to team 11, and Bobby Witt Jr. to team 12. And then on the second round went Mookie Betts to team 12, and then Corbin Burns to 11, Freddie Freeman to 10, and Manny Machado to team 9. And now it's Marshall with pick number five in the second round.
All right, well, I guess I'm just going to go with the GOAT, Mike Trout.
Yeah, that's fair. That's what I would take.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. Outfield is a good, like, it stands out later in the rounds, I find, this year. So it's good to have two solid outfielders.
I kind of regret taking Vlad here because I didn't think Pete would be on the board for me here.
Pete's tempting.
Pete's a good pick right now.
I mean, you can still take him because you can play him at corner infield, right? So,
yeah. Right.
You know what? I'm sending it. I should win the home run category. I'm taking Pistol Pete.
Yeah. Awesome. And then team six went with Sandy Alcantara. Team five went with Fernando Tatis Jr. Team four with Bo Bichette. And team three took Austin Riley. And that brings me back up with my second pick. And for me, I am going to go with Rafi Devers.
Yeah.
I was hoping if him or Riley would fall to me, and he did. And I am going to take him. I just think Boston's lineup's not as great this year, but I still think he's just a stud, and you just got to take the studs, even if they're not on the best teams.
Yeah, all right. I think I'm next, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to take – well, I got to go with a pitcher now, so I'm going to go with Nola with pretty good.
Just Aaron Nola, not his brother.
Or sorry, not Austin. Don't want the catcher. I want Aaron Nola.
Yeah.
I don't even know what pitches are left on here. I'm getting used to this.
Yeah, no. You're up again, Chase, eh?
Holy moly, back to back. All right. Yeah. Well, why not? I'll take Goldie for my first base. I like that back to back right there. So I almost,
yeah,
but I want to see another year out of him.
I'm going to go ahead and take maybe a bit of a reach, but I don't think so. I think he's going to have just as good a year as he did last year. I'm going to take Michael Harris of the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, I just think I don't think he's a one-year wonder. I think he's gonna have a good year next year.
Yeah.
Or this year as well, sorry. And then after me, Team 3 took Dylan Cease. Team 4 took Max Scherzer. Team 5 took Spencer Strider. And Team 6 took Marcus Semien. And that brings Caleb up for his
third pick. This is easy choice. I think at middle of round 3, getting DeGrom that late, I think is a steal. So I'm going to take DeGrom here.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like it. All right. Well, I should probably get on the pitching side of things as well. So, Corbin Burns must have gone, eh?
Yeah.
He's gone. All right. I'll take Woodruff then.
I like it.
Woody.
And then Woody. Team 9, right after you, takes JT Realmuto, getting our first catcher off the board. Team 10 takes Jose Altuve. Team 11 takes Edwin Diaz. Team 12, back-to-back, takes Lindor and Emmanuel Clase. Team 11 takes McClanahan. Team 10 goes Nolan Arenado. And Team 9 grabs Randy Araz Rosarena.
Nice.
And Marshall's back up.
I'm back up. Let's see if I can get
Holy.
My phone working here. There she goes. All right. I will go with – who should I go with?
Ooh, I got an it's idea. Tough one,
because I don't know if I want to go another pitcher yet or not. Well, it's got me suggested to take Robert, so you know – no, I got an outfielder. Editor. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go with struggle bus here. I'm gonna take Chisholm.
I like it.
Nice.
Well, maybe this year.
I think here I'm gonna once again hope for a healthy season. I'm gonna take Luis Robert as my first outfielder.
He could be so big.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and then after Caleb, Team 6 takes Zach Wheeler. Team 5 takes Corey Seager. Team 4 takes Dalton Varsho, and Team 3 takes Justin Verlander, which brings me back on the clock. And I'm going to go ahead and grab myself Matt Olson to fill my first base.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I just realized I've taken 3 Atlanta Braves, but you know what?
The stack on the Braves.
Not a bad team. Not a bad team to stack.
Hey, so. Got to be entertained and watch your team when we're there watching them.
True, yeah, I'll be able to watch.
I added a second picture of Rodon there, new Yankee boy. And I'm going to take, let's see if he's still available. I'm high on Hader, so I'm going to take Hader as my closer.
Ooh. Yeah, lock up the saves category there.
Uh-huh, exactly.
All right. And I will go here and grab myself some Adley Rutschman
to be my catcher. Good pick.
Yeah. Alrighty, I already know who I'm taking here. I'm shocked you fell to this far. I'm taking Alec Manoa.
Oh, fair.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I need some infielders. Cedric Mullins is very tempting there, but I am going to take Mr. Ozzie Albies.
That's a good one.
Nice. I like it. And then let's do let's just quickly because we're kind of – or no, we're not quite halfway yet.
I can, I can, I'll just make a pick here right away.
We're back. So we're
no worries. I was just gonna say go over our teams, but like kind of recap our teams.
How do you check all their roster?
If you go, if you go roster or draft board, you can see it.
Okay.
Marshall. The following picks were Cedric Mullins, Julio Urias, Alex Bregman, Tristan McKenzie, Framler Valdez back to back, and then Will Smith, Jordan Romano, and Devin Williams.
I got a nice next pick for myself.
Okay, well,
snipe you.
I got another pick here.
Don't and you I'm even? Pick
Mr. Xander Bogaerts.
Good, good.
Shortstop. Nice.
All right, that's sure. Me. I should probably get an infielder of some sort because I don't have a middle infielder at all. Oh, who do I want here? Actually, there's a lot on the board here, so I'm just going to take BPA. Let me go. Oh, shit. I don't know. Damn it.
Oh. Struggle Forest over there.
I don't know who I want here.
You want Gausman?
I can't find my draft board. Oh, there we go.
Take another first base.
Yeah.
You know what? Wander Franco.
Oh, come on.
I knew Chase was thinking
of that. Come on.
Oh, sorry, Chase. I saw the first person I liked.
I got absolutely sniped by Team 4. They took my boy.
I was thinking between Carroll or Franco. Those were the two.
Oh, tragic. We're in shambles over here now.
Crying.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm going to shift here and go ahead. I'm going to think it's time to take my first
Don't
pitch.
Even. Oh, good.
Yeah, I think I need to take a pitch. Actually,
oh.
Yeah.
I don't really like any of these pitches available right now. I'm gonna take a closer here. I'm gonna take Ryan
Pesley. Okay.
And shore up my staves.
All right. I didn't get sniped on my second pick, but I still we're taking a chance here. Taking Gunner for my third base.
I like it. Nice. I was tempted if he dropped.
Yeah.
And oh boy, shortstops. Who? I think I want a shortstop, but I don't exactly know how to open up all shortstops on here.
There's a little tab right at the top, right beside suggested, and then 2023, and then there's one bag right beside the big sync league button, I think.
What? I don't see that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's just on mine.
Oh, actually, you know what? Andre Jimenez.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, you have to.
Take a nice two-bagger.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm kind of looking to because it's getting thin there.
Yeah, shortstop so deep. I lost all my play one. So I'll just wait and wait a little bit.
Just hold off and see what we can get later.
I'm a shortstop.
That's true, actually. I'm going to go ahead and grab a second baseman here as well, just because I think they're getting thin. I'm going to go ahead and just grab Tommy Edman.
Gunner and you, man.
That's what I was wanting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in shambles now. Now I'm in shambles here.
Who'd you get sniped on? To Oscar?
I was looking at Tommy Edman too.
Oh, tough.
Oh, goodness. Here we go. What do I want now?
Not like any outfield.
Third baseman's here. Oh, boy. Who do I want here?
You want Joey Gallo, I heard.
Gallo and Bellinger.
Gallo and Bellinger. Tandem.
Stop.
He'll definitely dominate the home run category.
I'm going to send it. Byron Buxton.
Oh, you love a good Byron Buxton.
I love him. He's healthy. He's one of the best fantasy players. He's probably not going to be healthy, so I'll be a sucker again.
Alrighty, but with this pick, I kind of docked him. I docked him in the write that down category, but I'm going to go Luis Castillo just because
he's going
to pick a lot of games for the Mariners, and I think he's still pretty solid. So.
Yeah, I can see it.
I'm hoping, anyways.
All right.
Not too shabby.
I hope. Oh, all right. If I pick again right away. Well, we know. Yeah. I got to go with the Italian Stallion at one bag. Vinny boy.
Vinny.
What do I need here?
I need a catcher.
I need an infielder. Don't want to reach on anyone right now. Do you know what? I feel comfortable. I think we talked about he's had a great season last year. I'm going to go Gleyber Torres as my second baseman.
Great pick.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Nice. I think I need to take a pitcher now because I still don't have a starting pitcher.
Nice.
And take my guy, George Kirby.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Might be a little bit of a reach on him. There's some other guys, but I think he's going to have himself a great season. So.
Hey, Chase, on the clock.
Okay. You know what? Oh, we got a nice echo from someone. I don't think so anymore, actually.
I don't hear enough.
We're good.
Perfect. I'm going to take, why not? William Contreras.
Oh. Wilson? Or William?
Wilson. Yeah, Wilson. I was thinking of William too, though. That's why I had him in my head.
I couldn't do Buddy dirty and trade him yesterday, and then now draft him here. My other
team. True.
All right, Chase is back up.
Oh, right.
Chase wants the Kirk Contreras combo behind the plate.
Come on, I can't move my draft thing. Hold on, I gotta open it back up.
Well,
good. No worries, bro.
Yeah, we're flying.
I guess Bryson, you wanna go through some of the other dudes that got drafted?
There we go.
Yeah, we this could be a good time to just go over our rosters right now. Just kind of we're halfway through right now.
Yeah.
So just so people kind of, because you can't really see the screen if you're listening. So
right.
Close my app again.
So
do you want to say our rosters?
We'll name our rosters. So Marshall, you want to go first and read off your roster?
Sure. Yeah. All right. So I got Juan Soto and Mike Trout out in the outfield. And I have my two pitchers. I got Brandon Woodruff and Luis Castillo. And then my middle infielders, I got Chaz Chisholm, Ozzy Albies, and Xander Bogaerts.
Why would you say
that? Because I can, bro. And the Italian Stallion on one bag.
Nice. I like it. It's a good team.
All right, I'll take Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, you're back.
Right. We'll just say our rosters now while we're... Yeah. We'll do this round. Yeah. Or no, just do it now.
No, just go ahead, Caleb.
Okay. Alrighty, so my infield is currently at Vladdy at first. I have Gleyber at second, Franco at short, and corner infield I have Alonso. And then outfield right now I have Luis Robert and Byron Buxton. And then my two starting pitchers so far is Jacob deGrom and Alec Manoa.
Nice.
Solid. My starting catcher is Adley Rutschman. And then at first, I got Matt Olson. Second base, I got Tommy Edman. Third, I got Rafi Devers. My outfielders are Acuna and Michael Harris. And my starting pitcher, only one starting pitcher right now, is George Kirby. And my closer is Ryan Pressly.
Nice.
Chase?
I have catcher, I got Wilson Contreras, and then Paul Goldschmidt on first, Andrés Giménez at second, Trey Turner short, I got Gunner at third, Tyler O'Neill is my only outfielder, so I got to grab a couple more of them. Aaron Nola and Carlos Rodon are our two starter pitchers, and Hader's closing it out.
Nice,
babe.
All right, for me and my next pick, I'm on the clock. I am going to go ahead and grab a shortstop, and I'm going to take Jeremy Peña of the Houston Astros. Ooh,
good pick.
Nice.
Oh, shit, I got sniped.
who sniped you?
Team 5. I was going to take Logan Webb.
Nice.
Yeah. I think here I was going to go starting pitcher, but Carlos Correa is still on the board, and I'm going to snag him.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, fair.
My middle infielder spot.
All right, well, I'm going to grab a catcher, and this might feel like a stretch, but I don't want to take Kirk or Melendez, so I'm going to take Sean Murphy, new catcher for the Atlanta Braves.
I like it. I think he's going to be better than he was last year in Atlanta. Yeah, and then I'll just name some of the guys who went after that because there's a few picks that went. So Nate Lowe, Clayton Kershaw, and Tyler Glasnow. And then at the turn, it went Kirk and Melendez, so back-to-back catchers. And then Jonathan India, Kyle Wright, and Max Muncy.
Awesome, awesome. All right, well, I got to go. I got my back-to-back picks here, so I'm going to go for a pitcher. And I'm torn between – you know what? I'm going to take Nasty Nestor.
Nice. Have to. You have to.
Just have to.
Well, I think here I'm going to take the – ooh, I don't know now. Dude, I'm going to take the young Hunter Green. I think he's going to win a lot of strikeouts. I think he's still young. He's going to get me a lot of Ks. Win me that category.
Yeah. All right.
And after you went Chris Bryant, Seiya Suzuki, Logan Gilbert, and Luis Severino. I am going to go ahead here and grab Pablo Lopez of the Minnesota Twins as my other pitcher, my second pitcher. Just think he's going to have himself a good season again. And I think he's going to be the top pitcher in Minnesota. So.
Fair enough. I am going to take another out. I just have to. I'm going to take a chance on another good season and go Stephen Kwan.
Ooh, Kwan. Nice.
The Kwan Meister.
Good Kwan. Stolen bases, good average.
Yeah. Just a great year last year from Stephen Kwan.
Yeah. Yeah. All
Chase right. is back up.
Back to back for Chase.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to take another outfielder.
Fair enough.
Now, will Christian Yelich have a decent year?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I'm trying to think of what other outfielders are out there because I can't. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, this is my cue. I'm trying to figure out how to use this.
New ops, goodness. Getting the kinks out.
Getting the kinks out.
Yeah, the only downside of the Fantasy Pros is if you're not a member, you can't use like all the features, which kind of sucks. But
yeah, I was trying to use a couple of them when I let me.
No, we gotta pay the money.
Caleb, well, you gonna snipe me here, bro? I know you will.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead, Chase.
Oh, you're thinking of? No, I just gotta think who players you thinking.
No, Bryce will snipe me, not even you. Forgot he's next up.
Oh, I'll just take Taylor Ward. Why not?
Oh. I like Taylor Ward. I think he's underrated as an outfielder.
I also do, too.
I was looking at him as well. I'm going to grab another pitcher because I only have two still. And I think I'm going to go with grab me some Blake Snell.
Snowmeister.
Guy's good at the show, I heard.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so I'm going to take my catcher at this spot. And we are all high. Oh, you're not taking... Hold up, just kidding. I'm taking Tyler Stevenson.
Ooh,
nice.
That's a winner.
My team is just a lot of question marks with health, but who cares?
Who cares?
It's a mock draft. Well, and it's a high upside. They're used to healthy, so...
This guy is going to do well in the runs, home runs, and RBIs categories, and I hope he brings up his averages here. I'm going to take Matt Chapman.
Yep.
Chappy. Nice.
They have Berger coming up to take a spot. Berger, whatever his name is.
Barger. Yeah, and then after Chapman went, we got Luis Garcia, Christian Yelich, Anthony Santander, Rhys Hoskins and Amed Rosario back-to-back, and then Luis Urias, Giancarlo Stanton, and Lance McCullers Jr.
Mr. Stanton. All right. Well, I'm going to go for, should I go for relief? I think I might go for a relief pitcher here. Some tough ones. There's some tough ones here. I guess this Duvall guy's been kind of, I've been seeing him high. I haven't heard much of him. He must be a stud. So I'm going to take him.
That's fair.
Compared to the other guys on.
Who do I want here? Well, I think I'm going to go with what I originally thought. He is a first baseman, but he has third base eligibility, so I'm going to take Ty France to fill my third base spot.
Come on. Yeah,
he's on a three. I was tempted.
Oh, got it.
Sorry, Chase.
After Ty France, you went Josh Bell, Nick Castellanos, Tony Gonsolin, and CJ Crone. And I'm back on the board.
CJ Crone's disease.
Yeah. And I'm going to go with a guy who I think is going to have a bounce back here for my last outfield spot, and that is Hunter Renfroe.
Yep.
Nice. I'm going to take little Nico Horner there for
a good season. Good pick.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. And then I probably should take a starter. I'm gonna take a chance on my boy for the Cards this year. I think he's gonna hopefully have another season.
Montgomery.
Yep.
Nice. I am going to go ahead and grab my last starting pitcher as well. I'm gonna take a guy I think has a lot of upside this year, and that is Nick Lodolo.
Okay.
Alrighty, that leaves me, and let's just check my roster real quick. Okay, still need a starting pitcher, an outfielder, and a reliever. I'm gonna take Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, nice. I was thinking about him.
Nice.
And I am gonna take Key Brian Hayes.
Nice.
I think that was pretty good position for him there this late. Maybe not, but
yeah, I would say so.
Alrighty, well, I need an outfielder and a starting pitcher, and I'm gonna go take a peek at the pitchers, see what's left out here. Probably not much.
I don't know how you can see that. I don't know how to find that.
Yeah, no, that's unfortunate. But
oh, did he get taken?
I'm gonna take Mr.
Yeah, I was gonna say right after Marshall picks Brian Hayes. It went Lucas Giolito, Rowdy Tellez, Eugenio Suarez, Lance Lynn and Chris Sale back-to-back, Brandon Nimmo, Javi Baez, Jeff McNeil, and then Marshall just grabbed himself some Joe Ryan.
Yeah, I was thinking about Joe Ryan.
Alrighty.
I
didn't see him on here. I don't know where the heck he is.
I see it now.
Oh, I just missed him here. Okay, never mind. I'm going to wait to pick him.
Yes, now.
So I'm going to take my, let's see here, outfielder. I already know who I'm taking, but it's a later value pick at reliever.
Shouldn't have said that, Caleb.
I'm gonna take shot at Verdugo here.
No, I was gonna pick him.
I'm gonna take shot at him.
I thought he was gonna drop to me for sure.
That's fair. After Verdugo and Brandon Lau, Ryan Mountcastle, Brandon Drury, and Whit Merrifield. That's an interesting one.
Merrifield
and
Mounty. They took away the outfield eligibility on Mounty. What the heck?
Tough. Just a first base guy now.
That guy, he's useless for me now. Useless to me now.
Nothing.
I need my corner infield and middle infield position, so I'm going to grab my boy Ketel Marte.
Nice. And I'm going to grab Haniger. And I need a corner infield. Let's see. I'm taking Bohm.
Yep.
Nice.
I debated it.
All right. And I need a corner infielder as well.
You're a master debater, eh, Wizard?
You betcha.
And I'm going to take a high upside pick here. Come back to buy him in the butt, but I'm going to take Tristan Casas.
Oh, yeah.
Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
Yeah. going to take my guy here. This is going to be an absolute reach, but I'm very high on this reliever from the Minnesota Twins.
Tell me. No.
Where is
Johan Duran?
Oh, yeah, there he is. From the Minnesota Twins, Johan Duran. I love the guy's stuff. I think he's going to have a big year.
Fair enough.
Starting pitching is thin, let me tell you.
Yeah. I am done in the starting pitcher, thankfully. All right, well, I need an outfielder, and I don't know if I want to go with Ian Happ, Riley Green, or Oscar Gonzalez. I don't think I've seen enough from the two young guns. So how old is Ian Happ? He's got to be early 30s.
28.
Is he that young?
Yeah,
it's pretty young, right. Actually.
Thanks, sir.
Well, that did it for me. I'll take him.
Nice. And
now I just got to fill my two bench spots. So let's see what I can figure out here.
You want Jesus Lazardo?
I guess, can you go, can you do starting pitcher on the old bench too?
Yep. Yeah, I thought for bench, I did too, so you could maybe have one hitter and one pitcher on your bench.
Okay, one hitter, one pitcher on the bench. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go. Who am I going to go? I don't want to go Charlie Morton because he's a very old man, getting very old. So I'm going to take the new Toronto starter, Chris Bassett.
All righty. So I'm going to take my first pitcher, and this guy is a rookie. I'm going to take Grayson Rodriguez from Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's.
I like it.
Even think of him.
Right, that brings me on the clock, and I'm going to go take a guy that I'm super high on for my bench pitcher, and that's Drew Rasmussen of the Rays.
Nice.
Oh, last round?
Yep, last round.
I am going to take... I have to take Charlie. He just...
fair enough.
It's a pretty thin... like, wait, Dustin May is projected to have a save? That's me. it's pretty thin right now, so I don't know. As my last starter, I guess I'll take it. And I think McMahon is projected high. He's got lots of utility. He's a utility guy, plays lots. I'll take McMahon.
Nice.
Finish it off.
That leaves me for my last bench spot. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and take another high upside guy who thinks he's going to have a good season, and that's Josh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Alrighty, my last pick. I'm going to take a young guy here. I'm taking CJ Abrams.
Oh, my, bro. Nice. I literally had my finger on the draft button. You got to be kidding me. All right. Well, I got to bring something up quick here.
Kind of wild, actually.
Yeah, all right. Going to get a lot of bases.
Well.
Going to get a lot of playing time, hopefully.
I'm going to take the risk, and I'm going to go with Mr. Yoshida. I believe that's how you say his name.
Oh, yeah.
For the Boston Red Sox. Got to have him on a team. Show him some support.
Nice.
Danny J didn't even get drafted.
Oh, we got
you get your draft grade.
Oh,
what'd you guys get?
I got a B minus.
I got a nice A.
Really? A. I got a C minus. This thing is
C minus.
I got an A plus. Let's go.
No way.
This is broken.
Yeah.
No, it's broken.
I think sure it didn't happen.
I'll send it in the chat.
I can't reach my phone. you guys just, man, you just don't know how to draft like I do.
Well, apparently, yeah. All right. Well, that was a good one. We'll do another mock draft maybe.
Everyone take a photo of your teams.
Yeah, I took a screenshot.
Well done. If you guys can go to mine.
See you later, team.
Yeah, I logged off mine. Let's see if it comes
back. Hold up. Can I look at...
All right. Well, let's wrap up the episode and
All right.
Yeah, we'll maybe do another one closer to the beginning of the season.
Hey, I lied, boys. I got a B plus. I lied.
Chase got the old Victory Royale, eh?
Holy Victory Royale. Nice little dub it. Boys.
Very nice.
Okay, I'm trying to get Marshall's team here.
Hope you guys enjoyed listening to our episode. We'll get our teams and our rankings maybe up on our Twitter. Hey, Bryson, you want to maybe put that together potentially?
We'll see if you get any picks. I'll put it together.
All right, all right. I got picks.
Sounds good.
All right. We will see you in the next one.
Later.
See ya.